The Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Samach Aleph, tells us a rule. Every time you get dressed, the right side of your body should take precedence over the left side of your body. If you wash your limbs, you wash your right side first. If you put on any type of garment, you put on your pants, the right foot should be inserted first before the left. With respect to all halachas, the right comes before the left, because you find in the Torah that the yamin is given precedence over the smol. However, when the Gemara talks about putting on your shoes in the morning, the Gemara seems to deviate from this rule, and the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yochanan used to put on his left shoe before he put on his right shoe. And the Gemara then asks from a Braisa that seems to imply the opposite. And the Gemara then says, David Kamar Ovid, you could do what you want. Then the Gemara says, a Yerushimayim should put on his right shoe first, because the Yamin should have Kedima over the left, over the Smoil. However, when it comes to the tying of the shoes, you should tie your left shoe before your right shoe. Now, why is that? Because we find by the mitzvah of Tefillin that there's a din of kshira, kshartem, with respect to the tefillin shel yad, and that is on the left side. And therefore, when it comes to kshira, the left has kedima over the right, and therefore, you should tie your left shoe before you tie your right shoe. The shaila is how we paskin. Many rishonim, the Rambam, the Rosh, they bring down this gemara, but they don't give this halacha that the Yerushimayim should put on the right shoe before the left shoe, but tie the left shoe before the right shoe. They don't bring down this compromise. And they seem to imply that they understood that the maskana is just that it's you do what you want, that there's no halachic precedence to tying the left shoe before the right shoe. However, when it comes to the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, they both bring down this compromise, la'alocha l'maisa. And they say that when it comes to putting on your shoe in the morning, you should put on your right shoe before the left shoe. However, when it comes to tying the shoe, you should tie the left shoe before the right shoe because of this din of ukshartim that you find by kshira of tefillin, that the kshira is on the left, and therefore the smoil has precedence when it comes to the kshira of the shoes. Now, there's an interesting machlekes ha-poskim, whether this din applies only by the tying of the shoes, or it applies by the tying of any of your garments. If let's say you're, you know, a woman who has a knot on the elbows of your blouse, or something of that nature, where there are other begonim aside from shoes that have different charm that you might have. Is there a din that you're supposed to be kosher the left side before the right side, even by other begonim? Or only with respect to shoes do we have this halacha of kshira taking place b'smail before turning to the yamin? So this is a machlekes in the poskim. The Mishnah Berurah actually paskins that this din of tying the left side first applies only by shoes and not by anything else. Now what's the pshat? He said very interesting. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Pei Tes says that the reason why we were zeichet to the ritzuas of the tefillin was because Avram told the Melech Stoim that when he was refusing to take the booty and the loot from the Mechama with the four kings, he says the Losh Misroich now, from he didn't want to take even a shoelace. And says the Gemara, he got, as a result, Bishar, he said that he didn't want to take a shoelace, he got a Ritzuas of Tefillin as a reward for this noble act. So, says the Mishnah Berurah, you see that there's a special connection between the shoelace, the Sroich Now, and the Ritzuas of the Tefillin, and the Kshira of the Tefillin. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, this din, that you're supposed to tie your left shoe before your right shoe, is specific to your shoe. Specific to tying your shoelace, because you already find this connection in the Gemara and Chulin, that with the saying of Sroich Now, when he refused even to take a shoelace, with that he was zeichet to the Ritzuas of Tefillin. So you see there's a connection between the Kshira of the Tefillin and the shoelaces, and therefore, says in the Mishnah Berurah, this din only applies to the tying of the shoelaces, but it doesn't apply to tying any other of your garments. However, the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Aruch HaShulchan disagree with the Mishnah Berurah, and they extend this to any begadim. Anytime you're tying, let's say, a kesher on your begadim, if there's one on the left side and there's one on the right side, the left side comes first, even though in general we give precedence to the right side. When it comes to kshira, we learn out from this Gemara, the left side has kadima. There's another machlekes, and that is whether this din applies to women or only men. Reb Shlomo Zalman, and this is how most poskim assume l'maisa, assume, Dr. Shlomo Zalman, this din only applies to men, not to women. Why? Because the entire reason for giving kadima to the smoil, to the left side, when it comes to the tying of the knot, is because we learn it out from tefillin. Shartem, when it comes to tefillin, is we give kadima to the left side. Memela says, Reb Shlomo Zalman, this only applies to the kshira of a man, because only a man has the mitzvah of tefillin. Women are exempt from the mitzvah of tefillin, and therefore they don't have this din of tying the left side first. So it's a machlekes ha-paiskim. Most paiskim assume like this, that this din of tying the left side only applies to women. So this is with respect to the tying of the shoes, where we tie the left shoe before the right shoe. Now, what about removing shoes or removing other types of clothing? Is there a din kadima to the right side or to the left side? How is a person supposed to take off his shoes? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us that when you take off your shoes or you take off your other clothes, you should remove the left first. Why? Because when you remove the left first, the right shoe and the right garment stays on longer. And when you do this, that is a form of honoring the right side. And therefore, since we are trying to mechabed the yamin, which has akdima api halacha, therefore you should remove the left shoe first. You should remove the left garment first. Azayizak the Mishnah Berurah. Now, even though this is the general rule, but some poskim hold that on Erev Yom Kippur and on Erev Tisha B'Av, a person should actually remove the right shoe first. Why? Because in this case, you're doing a mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah, fakert, you should give kdima to the right side, and therefore you should remove the right shoe first when it comes to Erev Yom Kippur and Erev Tisha B'Av. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman felt that even in this case, you should remove the left shoe first, because it's only done as a sign of avelus on Tisha B'Av, or to be mitzar yourself, to put yourself in a situation of discomfort on Yom Kippur. And therefore, since it's only being done either alt avelus or alt inoy, therefore, even on Erev Yom Kippur and Erev Tisha B'Av, you should remove your left shoe first. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman was maskim with those poskim who say that the right shoe should in fact be removed first when you have a case of a kohen who's preparing to duchen. Because in that case, the actual removal of the shoe is considered a mitzvah, and therefore when a kohen is going to duchen, he should actually remove the right shoe first rather than the left shoe. And so too, if let's say a person is changing from his weekday shoes to his Shabbos shoes, he should remove his right shoe first, because again, in this case too, the changing of the shoes, the removal of the shoes is actually a mitzvah. And so too, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, if let's say you want to prepare your weekday shoes to polish for Shabbos, so again, right shoe first, because whenever the removal of the shoe is considered a mitzvah, you should remove the right shoe first as a means of being mechabed the mitzvah.